12 inches, that's very small for the top, that's something.
It's about 18 inches, oh, it's just a 10, 12 is like this.
This is a 10 by 8.
15 inches.
But, when Grand Line, they artistic trailer. So, when you make a big hall there, on all sides, with glass plate, you never use. With such small dog, when he sold it, then it made two stuff. But, that's a good price. But, silicate, superstition is stronger than stone.
Yes, I think so. I have, I'm making some, I was gonna bring and show you this evening. Some heads.
Done already.
Some heads.
Yeah, already done.
Yes, but they're not fully dry, two of them are done, but...
No, that is dry.
It's not fully dry, it'll be dry enough to bring by this evening, I think. It's concrete. It's concrete, you had, originally you asked me to make them in concrete. And concrete mixed with silica is stronger than just concrete. And concrete, it was, from what I've been told, is exact.
What is the wood? Metal?
Armature?
Ah.
Armature, yes, that may be, that's what, metal, may have to go inside, metal. For strength. Strength, yes.
Reinforcement.
Yes.
Very strong.
Especially for Kalia, that's gonna be necessary for Kalia.
Yeah.
Because it's a very large piece. I require some people to help me to do this, but everyone is, it's very difficult to get. I require two or three girls to help me.
Ask, to go those guys.
You want him to come up?
You can ask him.
I was just discussing it with him when you called me, and he had just told me that...
This is the problem. And I know when Guru Kripa Maharaj gets back, he will stop it as well.
He'll stop everything, there's nothing I can do, except do it independently on my own.
Why?
He, well, from his attitude when he left, he didn't want anything to do with it at all, any DT making.
No, I got that.
I don't know, it may be that if you write a letter to him and ask him to give some facility, otherwise I don't think it will do it. Because he wanted, he was objecting to it before, wasn't he?
First of all, let them have this hall.
And then do the...
For the vaccine, now there is no place to show this hall. First of all, they have to play. Then we can do the...
What about their deity making that they're doing now for Fiji? They're doing these deities for Fiji.
Yeah, I'm tempted. What about?
I'm going there tomorrow.
Yeah, that's good.
Bhardwaj, I talked to him. He's very busy doing what he's doing. He's building a museum, and he says he doesn't have time to do deities too. So therefore, that's why I was doing them here. I was getting it all organized here. I was simply going to ask him to help me with the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and the deity of yourself.
So you have to talk to him.
Yes. He told me that he wouldn't have time to even start anything for months. To even begin helping with the deities for months, because he's doing this museum.
See that from Bhardwaj?
Yes. So what we were doing is, there's three girls here, we were setting up and working. It's not that difficult, you know. It's not that hard to do. We were just, I was going to talk to Bhardwaj about it when I went there last day.
Talk to Goswami that's all.
Since he left, I haven't seen him or talked to him. He left last week for his farm on the Big Island. He and his new wife, they left. I don't know what he's thinking.
What does he do in his farm?
He has a lot of animals. He raises goats and horses. And I think they have one cow. They got recently one cow.
What do they do with goats?
They're the girls' pets.
Huh?
Goats are the pets.
What milk?
Yeah, you can get milk, but I don't think they do that very much because they don't like to take it away from the baby goat. Mostly just for pets. They have horses and goats.
Are they kids?
Oh, no. No, they're very much, no, not at all.
How many of them do they have?
At least a dozen.
A dozen goats.
Yeah, a bunch of goats. They have at least six horses, too.
She said they have about a dozen goats and about six horses.
I mean, maybe more than that. I'm not really more than that.
Oh, hey, how many horses?
Because they like to ride horses for pleasure. It's a very nice pleasure to ride horses. The girl was a rodeo star.
Huh?
The girl was a rodeo star. That's where you ride horses, you know, in rodeos, you know, until she had an accident last year. Now she's crippled and she can't ride. Her leg is, she can't ride now, you know, but she used to be.
She seemed to do it awesome.
Yes. He has several people there. Like, who follow him and do, you know, help with the farm work. They have gardens. They have nice gardens.
No deity?
Not to my knowledge. They've started chanting recently. Recently they started chanting. Just since he came back from India, he started chanting. I don't know what his position is. I feel he's changing. I don't know. I think that he feels that you've sanctioned what he's doing, and so he'll probably go on doing it. He feels that you have sanctioned his activities, and so he will go on doing what he's doing.
I've sanctioned.
You've sanctioned that he has a farm and he's raising vegetables and living there, and that he's got a new wife and everything, and so he'll go on doing what he's doing because he feels that it's sanctioned. Everyone feels that it's now sanctioned. So probably he'll try to get more, he tries to get more people to join and come and live there. That was what he was doing in Honolulu.
He's doing everything without my sanction. Who asked him to ride on horse?
You asked him to what?
Ride on horse. He can say that.
You indicated, or you seemed to approve of what he was doing. Even I thought that you sanctioned him to do what he was doing. I mean, you didn't, you know.
No.
You encouraged him.
I encourage him.
Yes, you encouraged him to chant and to...
That I'm encouraging everyone.
Yes. Well, at any rate, they feel that you've sanctioned their activities now and that they can proceed and have more people come and live there. You asked him to come and travel with you?
Mm-hmm.
You asked Gursinder to come and travel with you?
That way.
Yeah, no, another hour yet.
Mm-hmm. It's only 10:15.
Oh,
you're not sleeping in the mornings now?
Mm. And you don't go there.
Just rest a little.
Mm.
How's your health?
Hmm?
How's your health?
Head?
Yes. Do you want to see some doctor?
Mm-hmm. Now he's warning. You might be prepared.
I think you're already prepared, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes,
in a broken hour, you cannot expect.
No, it's a public holiday today.
Sir, can I ask one question?
Yeah.
On the tulsi plants, sometimes they're taking and putting, you know, boil some water and put the tulsi and make some tea and drink it. Is that, I've been told both that it's wrong and I've been told that it's okay, and I'm wondering whether or not it's, is it wrong to heat the tulsi, to put her in hot water, or is that okay?
It's not wrong, but they constantly bring that.
Well, I don't know whether they constantly do it.
There's so much tulsi that they sell a tulsi tea at the restaurant, which
yeah,
is, you know, people
Prabhupada,
like it. It's very tasty.
Prabhupada said that so much.
Yeah, it's very tasty. There's tons of tulsi, you know, there's...
No, they cannot drink themselves, but for customers, just to attract.
Oh. It's not good for devotees to drink it?
No, because it encourages tea drinking habit. Becomes a habit to drink tea.
Oh, I see.
So the devotees shouldn't drink anything like that. Unless it's medicinal. Unless they're sick, they have a fever that tulsi.
The tulsi drink is very palatable.
It's very palatable. I used to put tulsi in your water, remember? I used to put tulsi flowers in your water and it flavors the water. Well, when boiled water is poured on it, it's supposedly very medicinal too. And you drink the tea with a little bit, maybe of honey, or drink it plain. And it's very palatable. Customers like it. I used to drink it, but I heard that it was an offense to drink it, so I didn't know. I just wanted to know that.
I told them to like it, that means thank you.
Don't you drink it for the taste?
But we like prasadam too. I didn't know. I didn't know. If it was wrong, I thought to heat the tulsi is what I'd heard.
Tulsi leaves, you can take.
Yes. Heat, but not the...
But this tea habit, that means we may revive our children, that is.
Oh, I see.
Otherwise, tulsi leaves, you think it's good. You can eat it. But you have an hour to eat water. That is good. But to make it imitation tea, that means I remember reading.
Yes. Especially the English. That would be very difficult for the Englishman.
Thank you. So we come at half past 11.
Mm-hmm.